Welcome to Five to Focus, a weekly podcast helping you center on Jesus by applying the Bible to life's struggles. Ryan Strother is your host. Now set aside any distractions and get focused.
Could there be any danger in being an encourager? This might seem silly to discuss because I've been in a series of episodes lately on encouragement, learning from Barnabas in the Bible how we can encourage others. Is there something we should be cautious of, though, when encouraging? Is there a danger? Well, I say yes. And let me get right to the point here, and then I'll explain. You can be so encouraging to everyone and everything that you forget to stand firmly on the truth of Christ. One of the last places in the Bible where Barnabas is mentioned is Galatians 2:13, and it's not in Barnabas' favor. Listen to what happened to our great encourager. Paul wrote the letter to the Galatians, and in chapter 2, he reminisces about how he was ultimately accepted by the apostles because of Barnabas' encouragement. He says in verse 9 that the apostles gave them the blessing to go minister to the Gentiles. Now, the context of Galatians is the dispute over living according to the Mosaic law or living in the grace of Christ. Even some of the apostles started thinking and acting in opposition to the gospel of the grace of Jesus. Here's how Paul said it in Galatians 2:11 to 13. Let me read it. It says, "But when Cephas came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face because he stood condemned. For he regularly ate with the Gentiles before certain men came from James. However, when they came, he withdrew and separated himself because he feared those from the circumcision party. Then the rest of the Jews joined his hypocrisy so that even Barnabas was led astray by their hypocrisy." Wait, you mean Barnabas went astray in this matter? So basically, Cephas or Peter had been fellowshipping with the Gentiles, which meant he was not eating with them according to the Mosaic law's demands. And those demands would have been followed by the Jewish people or the circumcision party that's mentioned here. So members of the circumcision party come, and Peter changes his ways. Now, we know just a general life principle is this, that faulty theology or faulty thinking will produce faulty actions. And Peter's faulty actions and faulty ways were followed by others. He influenced Jewish Christians at that time who were there, and he even influenced Barnabas. They forgot that Christ was the fulfillment of the law, and they were placing themselves back under the law's demands. Well, we know from Romans 8:3 that the law is powerless to save. We need Jesus for that. So you might ask, well, how could that happen? Well, the answer is always in Scripture, and it told us that Peter feared the circumcision party. Here's how that could have looked for Barnabas, who's being influenced by Peter. We know Barnabas is an encourager. He's always looking for the best in people. He's supporting people. And that became a vice for him here. If he followed Peter's example, he feared certain people more than he feared God. And this faulty thinking led him astray. It turned him into a hypocrite. You know, it's possible to want to please people so much and encourage everybody and everything that they do that you stop standing firmly on the truth of Christ. Maybe you've heard it said before that if we stand for everything, we'll ultimately stand for nothing. We can encourage all people. We can be charitable. We can be loving. We can build others up with our words. All of that is commanded in Scripture, and we can do that all the time. But we don't have to encourage or approve of all the practices and beliefs of everyone. Let me challenge you to be an encourager who stays grounded in the truth of Christ.
Thanks for listening to Five to Focus. Make sure you subscribe and catch next week's episode as you stay centered on Jesus.